This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden vows the U.S. shall respond to a drone strike in Jordan that killed at least three U.S. military personnel and wounded about three dozen others. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Biden called it a tough day and said those responsible will be held to account after news that a drone strike being blamed on Iranian-backed militants struck a U.S. installation in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. Insiders say Tower 22 houses mostly engineering, logistics, and security troops who were likely sleeping at the time of the attack. Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos prior to the attack described the U.S. role to deter militant violence in the region.
We want to ensure that we take away capability while we protect our forces at the same time, not have this brought into a much wider conflict.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two masked assailants hit a Roman Catholic church in Istanbul, leaving at least one person dead. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia tells us more.
The attack took place during the Sunday service in a Catholic church in the Sadia district. Government officials didn't specify what kind of weapons were used or whether anyone else was wounded. An investigation has been opened. The victim's nephew identified the man who died as Tuncer Cihan. He noted that the target was the church and not his uncle. Pope Francis noted the attack in his remarks to the public in Vatican City. I express my closeness to the community of the church in Istanbul, which during the Mass suffered an armed attack with one dead and some wounded. The church is run by an Italian order of Franciscan friars. The Italian foreign minister said that his office is following the situation, and they're certain that Turkish authorities will arrest those responsible. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has supervised test firings of new cruise missiles designed to be launched from submarines. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that report.
Along with overseeing test firings of the new missiles that can be fired from submarines, Kim Jong-un also checked efforts to build a nuclear-powered submarine, too. Kim has repeated his goal of building a nuclear-armed navy to counter what he describes as growing external threats. The reports Monday came a day after South Korea's military said it detected North Korea firing multiple cruise missiles over the waters near the eastern port of Simpo. It was the latest in a streak of weapons demonstrations by North Korea amid increasing tensions with the United States, South Korea, and Japan. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Ukrainian security officials say five people were charged on Sunday with a massive military fraud scheme. $40 million in arms transactions where money moved but no weapons exchanged hands. Discovery follows the downing of a Russian plane said to be carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war just last week.
Wartime officials disputed each other's accounts of the downing of a Russian military plane said to be carrying 74 people, including 65 captured Ukrainian soldiers en route to a supposed prisoner swap for Russian POWs. Moscow has provided little evidence to back its claims that Ukraine shot down the jet or that captured soldiers were on board. Ukraine says Russia is so far blocking an international investigation, while Kyiv neither confirms nor denies involvement in the crash. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
A regional official says gunmen attacked villagers in the oil-rich region of Abyei, claimed by both Sudan and South Sudan. At least 52 people were killed, including a UN peacekeeper and 64 wounded. The motive for the attack Saturday evening was not immediately clear, but it was suspected to revolve around a land dispute. Abyei's information minister tells the Associated Press that deadly ethnic violence has been common in the region, where tribal members are locked in a land dispute at the border. Property developer China Evergrande Group has been ordered to liquidate after it failed to reach a restructuring deal with creditors. A Hong Kong judge said Monday it was appropriate for the court to order Evergrande to wind up its business given the lack of progress on a viable restructuring proposal, as well as Evergrande's insolvency. It was granted a brief reprieve in December after it said it was attempting to refine a new debt restructuring plan of more than $300 billion in liabilities. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.